tourism in Southeast Alaska largely runs on fossil fuels. On a busy afternoon in downtown Juneau, a crowd of tourists pour off a cruise ship. Tour guides in brightly colored jackets are controlling the chaos, directing visitors to their whale watches or glacier tours. They're shuttled off by the hundreds on diesel-powered buses. Then, they'll board diesel-powered helicopters, float planes, or boats. So each tour releases greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to climate change. To make up for that, Sitka-based Allen Marine Tours is collecting donations from tourists. The money will go towards installing heat pumps across Southeast Alaska. Electric heat pumps in the region run on hydropower, and they're a popular alternative to heating oil. That means they have huge potential to cut local greenhouse gas emissions. But they're expensive. Allen Marine's Caitlin Ellis says they hope the program will eventually generate thousands of dollars in donations.
That's a lot of heat pumps. That is a big chunk of our community that could reassess how our buildings are heated in a renewable and sustainable way.
The program will be facilitated through a partnership with the local nonprofit Juneau Carbon Offset. They finance heat pumps for lower-income families in the region. The bulk of Allen Marine's passengers come from cruise ships. Now they'll have the option to donate $2 at the gift shop on board.
It's kind of similar to like a grocery store roundup.
Some passengers are independent travelers who book online, and those people will automatically be charged the $2 fee unless they opt out. But the majority of tourists book through cruise lines instead, and that means much of this program's success will rely on onboard advertising, which is tricky for Allen Marine tour guides.
We don't want to overwhelm them with information while they're having a great time.
Ellis said the way they advertise the program will have to be refined in future years. Training and recruitment efforts will help their tour guides find new ways to talk about climate change and greenhouse gas emissions. For now, the money is trickling in.
At the end of the season, we'll have a very clear picture, but we do have money coming in. Very hopeful that at least one heat pump is going to be purchased this year.
But this program's success could give new insight into how tourists can further climate action in the Southeast communities they visit. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.